cup of kisses don't seem as sweet to me.
Liberace once called her the most famous supper club entertainer who ever lived. He was talking about Hildegard. Yes, just plain Hildegard. She started the trend among performers of using just one name. Hildegard died Friday at a New York hospital. She was 99.
Doesn't seem to have a chance.
During the height of her career as a cabaret singer in the 1930s and 40s, Hildegard sold hundreds of thousands of her recordings, including this hit, Darling, Je Vous Aime Beaucoup, recorded in London in 1935.
Je suis ici pas très long, mais s'il vous plaît, écoute ma song. Vous avez une grande appeal, to speak my heart, assez difficile.
For nearly 70 years, Hildegard was known as the incomparable Hildegard, a title bestowed upon her by gossip columnist Walter Winchell. Even at the age of 88, she was still singing. Here she is, after being asked if age was affecting her performance.
Not at all. Why should it? I've still got the voice. I look pretty good for 88, pushing 90. I take care of myself. I sing well. I was well taught. I had a wonderful teacher. She said, if you sing the way I teach you, you will sing perfectly, beautifully until you're 90. Well, 2 years is coming up and they'll be 90, and I'll still be singing well, I'm sure, if I want to stay in the business. Maybe I don't, maybe I will.
Cabaret singer, the incomparable Hildegard, died last week. She was 99 years old.
Do you love me too? Je suis happy if you do. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. I love you so, I do.